Good morning. A mild southerly breeze continued overnight and into the early morning hours, keeping temperatures well above average and in the 30s and lower 40s now to start the new work week. A warm front is draped across the U.S.-Canada border and is touching off a few scattered rain showers well to the north, while the rest of the region is dry with areas of fog and an overall dampness, but it is mild. With this front continuing its northward track into southern Canada, a southerly breeze will allow temperatures to reach it well into the 40s for afternoon highs, with some locations even in the lower 50s. There is the risk of a few showers along the front as it moves to the north, otherwise skies will be partly to mostly sunny through the afternoon. A cold front will approach from the west tonight, and with the moisture in place, a good chance of rain showers across the region, with temperatures dropping back into the upper 30s to around 40. Those rain showers will move out by early on Tuesday morning, and we'll have partly sunny skies for the afternoon. Temperatures on the other side of the front will be slightly cooler, but still well above normal, with highs in the mid-40s on Tuesday afternoon. Cold air will then start to work its way back into the picture on Tuesday night as temperatures drop back into the 20s and highs make it only back into the mid-30s on Wednesday. Sunshine on Wednesday will give way to increasing clouds ahead of the next system, and we could see some sleet or freezing rain by Wednesday evening. A better chance of sleet and freezing rain and just plain rain Wednesday night and early Thursday morning, with afternoon highs in the upper 30s on Thursday, just some rain showers as that next system slides by. Behind that system, leftover rain showers on Friday morning. As colder air pushes in, some snow showers by the end of the day on Friday as highs reach back into the mid-40s. Colder air will then start to move right back into the picture for the weekend, mostly sunny and in the lower 20s for highs on Saturday, and increasing clouds and staying in the 20s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, upper level energy over the Intermountain West will weaken while moving into the Great Lakes today. Another upper level system will move into Northern California. The systems will produce onshore flow that'll produce periods of heavy rain along the California coast through tomorrow. The storms will also produce heavy snow over the Sierras and over the Cascades. Heavy precipitation over Southern California will lead to the risk of flash flooding and debris flows, particularly near burn scar areas, into tonight. Meanwhile, a wave of low pressure will produce snow and rain over parts of the upper Mississippi Valley and Great Lakes through this evening. Freezing rain will also be possible on the frozen ground of the upper Great Lakes. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 28 degrees, with a west wind at 62, gusting to 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals in 43 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 40 degrees, the dew point 31, 70% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.03 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Tamiami, Florida, to a low of 24 below zero at Van Buren, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-50s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 45 degrees, the low 31. The average temperature, 38, that's 14 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, zero snowfall, still zero for the month of February, which is now 1.4 inches of snow below normal. And with 32.6 inches of snow for the season, that's now 3.5 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 61 set in 1991, and the record low 13 below zero in 1978. Sunrise this morning, 7:07 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:12 p.m. 10 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, a few showers around today with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy and breezy with showers likely tonight in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 50s. Increasing clouds and breezy tonight with a chance of showers, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs right around 50. Cloudy with showers tonight and lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 40s. Increasing clouds and breezy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with showers likely, lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny in the mid 40s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Wednesday in the mid 30s. A chance of sleet and freezing rain in the morning on Thursday, then just plain rain showers in the afternoon as highs reaching to the upper 30s. Rain showers followed by some snow showers Friday, highs early in the mid-40s, then temperatures will drop. Mostly sunny in the lower 20s Saturday, and sunshine giving way to clouds in the mid-20s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.